Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart here. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today and to really open to some important information that is for all of us and for anyone who is listening. I have a very special guest today that is going to be coming on in just a moment, and she's someone that I've known for, I think it's been about 8 years now. Soon after I originally came online with Emboldened Heart, and she has shared a lot of her creative work with me, and she is just prolific, and I'm really excited to share her work with you today and to introduce her. Her name is Deb Brett. Hey, Deb, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here today. I'm just delighted. And I know that you have been, like so many of us, while we've kind of been cloistered in our homes much of the time, I know you've been getting some intel and some insights and understanding about what we can do right now. And I was really intrigued and excited when you told me about the Ambassadors of the Light initiative. Can you kind of share with me what that is and how we can all sort of step into that container?
Yeah, and you know what I'm going to do just to pay it forward? I am going to start off the way you did for me so many times when my head was all scattery, and I'm going to go get my bell.
Oh, cool.
So, just for a moment, is that okay?
Sure, sure.
Just to clear the energy for a moment, and then we'll...
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to put you guys on speaker, and if you can't hear me, let me know, because I've never done this before. So hold on a moment.
Okay.
So wherever everybody's at, if we could all just take a seat or just get comfortable. Just take a moment to ground into ourselves and settle down into the sounds of the bell and just allowing Mother Earth energy to come into the call right now. And I'm just going to ring the bell for just a moment here. Okay. Hi, Melinda.
Hey, that was wonderful. Thanks, Deb.
Yeah, I just wanted to
definitely
do that real
quick. It helps.
I had a tough day myself, so it's been a little crazy. Not been sleeping well, don't feel good, you know, just not the best. But basically, since we have 20 minutes or so?
We do, about a little over 20 minutes.
Okay, well, I'll get to the point of this, and then I'm assuming we have other listeners besides you and me.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about this idea has come to me the last few years. I'm a trauma survivor, and I've had sexual and physical sexual abuse and also emotional abuse. And so I am kind of like really getting into like learning about how trauma gets stored in the body and how it can manifest into disease. And I've found a lot about it through my own journey of 13 years of fibromyalgia and pain, depression and post-traumatic stress and different things. So the bottom line is that I've been writing a book, couple book projects, but one of them is the Fly Free Healing Book Project, or Fly Free Protocol, which is has like an 8-step program, or, and the bottom line is it's about feeling free in the midst of any adversity. Okay, so that's like the premise of the original book that I've been doing for several years. But since we're in this corona crisis, I decided to kind of connect with my spirit and source energy and my dad's spirit up there. And something came through, which is this thing called the Ambassadors of the Light. So the reason that I went with this, first of all, is because the word light, when I looked around my room where I do my yoga and meditation and writing and like my art and all this stuff, all I saw was more images of light everywhere, you know, butterflies and like different things. There was just light everywhere. That, and when I walk in this room, I feel better. Like when I'm not feeling good, I want to open the curtains, you know. I want to turn on a song that like brings me, like I just turned on Celine Dion a minute ago and listened to her, A New Day or whatever that one. But the point is that right now we are stuck in an abyss of darkness, to me. I mean, that's my understanding of what's going on. I try not to watch too much of the news.
It does feel that way, yeah. It feels
that
way.
Yeah, it feels like we're in the muck, you know? Mm-hmm. And so this idea is basically kind of goes along with the yoga principle, but the most beautiful things in life, which in yoga we use the lotus flower, come actually out of muck or an abyss or a dark place.
Yes.
Right? Like last year, Melinda, you did the metamorphosis program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I took that because that got me ready for this crisis here. The point is that this is the time. Yeah, thank you for that. But this is the time for us. You can call us light workers. You can call us. But it doesn't really matter what spiritual tradition we have. But if our heart is pure and, you know, like I know Melinda's is, I don't know all of you, but if you're on her call, I'm sure it is, that you are not feeling good right now. I mean, I don't know. I'm not. And I feel like the more everybody's breathing fear, the more fear is arising, right?
Yeah,
it's like if
so
you plant a seed of, I don't know, fear, you're going to get fear flowers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this idea is to start planting other seeds. So light is spelled L-I-G-H-T. Well, I am a writer, so I always like to kind of play on words. So what I thought is that what we could do if people would like to start this with me, I can't do it alone. I have a 12-year-old and I haven't really been cooking too much for him. But what I was going to suggest is if anybody wants to join in, what we would do is we would come up with categories. So, for example, the first, the L is love, okay?
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
we would have, like, a captain of the love team, okay? So, of course, I think of Melinda. But and then the thing is that obviously a lot of us don't have a stream coming in right now. I haven't, you know, I understand that. But this particular thing that I'm thinking of for this moment now is just a volunteer type of an idea where people that were interested would pick a category. And if we had enough people, we could have captains for each team. So I could be like the I category, which is inspiration. Okay, so there's the love, the inspiration, the G. I don't know if Melinda has an idea for the G. I kind of wanted to ask her about that.
Goodness.
Okay. And then H, of course, we all know is the hope one. And then I don't know about you guys, but I kind of like T would be the truth one.
I totally resonate with that.
Okay, because
G could even be generosity too. Goodness, generosity, which is the
same
thing in my book.
How about gratitude?
Lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope somebody's writing this down because I'm not. But
I am.
But but the point is that I am an energetic type of lady, and everybody likes to call me, like, you know, my dad used to call me a whirling dervish, you know, because he would say, like, I would just all these ideas and run around. But then I'm realizing that that's not such a bad thing, because that means that I'm creative and passionate. Well, I'm sure that if you're anything like me and happen to be a sensitive person, or, you know, like anything like Melinda is, you're probably having a tough time emotionally. So what happens to me is all my energy gets stuck in my body. Then my pain goes up. The depression goes up. I feel physically sick. My immune system goes down. This morning I woke up with a sore throat. I mean, I'm not coronavirus, but I am still sick. And either way, you know what I mean? It's like we can shift to this idea of staying greater than all this worldly chaos, because I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of exhausted by it all.
Yeah, there's a lot right now that we're processing as we are kind of coming in. We're in, I think we're actually coming up out of the mud, and then we're kind of sinking back into the mud. We're coming back out of the mud. We're sinking back. And each time I think we come up higher into the light. And so I think that everyone is experiencing these waves of energy, waves of emotion and feelings. And we're all in this. We're all experiencing it. I mean, some days I feel really strong. It's like I can do this. And then other days, it's just, oh, this is really bad. I don't think I can, you know. But that usually, for me, it doesn't last all day, but it can be kind of, you know, sort of a looming cloud for a few hours or half the day. And I haven't had that consistently throughout this, but I certainly go into it because I start thinking about my kids who live in New York City, and I think about my, you know, my friends who are in these places where things are really, really intense. And, you know, then, I mean, we can go off on these tangents, like watching the news for just a few minutes is all it takes for me. So I'm not watching a lot of news.
Yeah. I was just watching Abraham. Did you see that, Melinda, on Facebook? Esther Hicks was talking about the vibrational energy going on.
That's worth finding, definitely.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook page. I forwarded it out to everybody.
Okay,
I mean,
great.
Stay friendly.
Wonderful. And what is
but
your Facebook
But the bottom line
page
is that this
anybody?
Is not the time for people like us to feel worse, because the problem is that if we feel worse, we're kind of like the alchemist. I wrote a poem called The Alchemist. And we're kind of like the alchemist, where we can take this lead, which I, you know, I was talking about the lotus flower coming out of the muck. Well, it's the same idea of the lead. You know, you can put it into metal. I mean, you can keep it metal. You can keep it plain. Or you can say, listen, I have the power to change my destiny. And right now, our destiny is not in the hands of anybody else, to be honest with you, even though it seems like it's in other people's hands, it's actually in ours. Because if we don't own up to this thing, like for me, Corona, when I was journaling about it, is all about owning our power. Corona.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
It's recognizing the crown that is our spiritual crown and placing it on our head. And it is so, I mean, the duality of this whole thing, the darkness of the coronavirus and blah, blah, all of that, as compared to the brilliance and the brightness and the strength and the power of stepping into our own crown of sovereignty and love and inspiration and gratitude and hope and truth. Wow, I mean, that's what this is about. That is absolutely what this is about. And it is something that is absolutely up to each one of us individually. This is a collective movement for sure.
But it's a collective movement. But the thing is that movements like I've been hearing on my mind a lot. I get, my mind does these things where I get quotes from random things. Like I'll start A Course in Miracles go off, or like different, you know, movie lines and stuff. And I've been hearing, you know, Martin Luther King in my head a lot, you know, like,
ooh,
you know, and
lovely.
All these like great, you know, teachers from years ago that like had a really tough time, but they had such a strong message that, you know, we either curl up and we fear in a fear, little crumpled piece of fear rubble, or we sprout, you know, or we sprout through the soil and we shine like a sunflower, or we bloom, you know, like the daffodils. I mean, that's really not, I mean, some people unfortunately have already passed away, which I don't want to get focused on that because I cry a lot when I think about it. Even touched my own family members and my son's piano teacher's family. Anyway, can go on and on. But the point is, how much longer are we going to let this happen? My kid, you know, my son is not even going to school right now. He's stuck, you know, stuck at home, never sees his friends. He's seventh grade, you know. And it's like, I'm sure you guys have a similar situation. Melinda, you said you have grandkids, right?
Yeah, I've got a granddaughter who's 11. She's homeschooling right now in an apartment in Brooklyn, New York. Yes.
So let me just get to the point of this. Yeah, it's awful, but this is what we did in our house so far, is we started transforming our house into creativity studio areas. So we have a whole, we took like an extra bedroom, transformed it into an art studio with like a canvas and stuff. And we just, you know, we're making vision boards and cutting out stuff and writing poetry. And, well, I'm writing poetry, but I've been, you know. But the point is, like, we are trying to shift, and we got our games out. We, you know, donating clothes. And I'm starting a nonprofit also, I decided, because it's kind of been in me for a long time. So I figure now is a good time.
Absolutely.
Where we're going to focus on how creativity enhances health, you know, using yoga and energy medicine and art and anything to change energy, you know, other than just sitting around and drowning in the sorrow, because I've done that pretty much all my life and it doesn't really work. So the initiative is not really for the brave of heart. I mean, it is for the brave of heart. It's not for people that, it has to be a somewhat of a commitment, but I didn't think about all the logistics. I just want to know if people were interested in the idea. And the idea would be, what I've already started doing with my family is we're making little random presents of like gratitude. So like, for example, I love to write. So I'm dedicating a poem to, you know, I'm dedicating some of my poems to friends. I'm writing poems to friends and then mailing them letters in the mail. Or, you know, somebody, one of you might, some of you like art, like painting. You might want to paint somebody a picture. That would be like the inspiration side. Or Melinda, do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes,
Almost like random acts of kindness, but since everybody's so worried about the germs, you know, I would love to knock on people's doors or something, but they won't let us do that. So.
Yeah, at this point, no. Well, I have an idea that might be really appropriate for right now. For anyone who's listening that wants to just raise their hand and become a captain of one of these teams, just let me know and let Deb know, and we can give you the ways to contact us.
Yep.
But for anybody listening that just likes this idea and feels, you know, feels a yes about it, what I'd like to do is just, Deb, you and I are just going to, we're going to dub them ambassadors of the light.
All
and
right.
Let them look at the word light and step into the love and the inspiration and the gratitude, the goodness, the generosity, the hope, the harmony. As long as, you know, whatever positive word and energy form that you associate with any of those letters, then just step into that and own it for yourself and begin to share it with your loved ones, with your community, with the world at large. Go ahead and step out into the light. and
I love
that's
it.
That's what it's going to take. And right now, it's really kind of hard for we're in such a portal of energetic change right now. It's kind of hard to really organize anything very linear, you know.
Yep.
For me at least. So what I'm going to say is just look, make this be your new project, your new personal, individual, and collective project. To just know, you are dub yourself if you're listening. I am an ambassador of the light. And
yep.
I've heard the call to action, and I am connecting with the energetic signatures of those beautiful, positive, light-filled energies of love and inspiration and gratitude, goodness, generosity, hope, harmony, truth. I'm volunteering to be an example, an ambassador for those energies now. And
yep.
then just use your own inspiration and your own creativity, your own intelligence, in whatever way you can begin to act, think, be an ambassador of the light. I promise you, all those ascended masters, Martin Luther King is very close right now.
Yeah.
All of the ascended masters are very close right now. And it doesn't matter what your belief system is about, you know, religion. I'm feeling like Joan of Arc is here now.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King is here now. Gandhi is here now. Baba G is here now. All of them are here now, and they are the ones who are helping to support us to lift us up into this light, so that we really are willing to become ambassadors
yep.
of the light. So
yep.
I just think this is so cool, and I'm so excited about it. I love it. It's
oh,
beautiful.
Oh, good. Well,
and
do
it's
I
also.
Have... Oh, go ahead.
It's very healing for each of us to take this mantle, you know, or to take this, you know, like it's like this sword Excalibur for ourselves. I'm an ambassador of the light. I'm an ambassador of the light. You know, hold it up, let it shine. It's brilliant. I'm an alchemist. I can
yep.
I can bring this energy through myself. I can share this energy with my human family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what a better direction for us. And that will help us come out of the mud and
yeah.
be able to stay up and open our petals and feel the blessing of the sunshine and the blessing of nature and the universe, and to really show up beautifully as that lotus blossom of humanity.
That's
so it's
awesome.
So cool. I love it, Deb. Wow, this is so nice, and it's so important.
Well, I have one last, can I just read this one poem just to kind of send off the ambassadors?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, and of course now I can't find it. See, I was really excited. I have like 6,000 copies of it, and then whenever I want to read it, I lose
no
it.
No worries. Take your time.
That's
take
okay.
your time. Find it.
Talking until I find it. I'm going to find it really
yeah.
quick. And doing some
yeah.
weird things.
So anyone listening who resonates with this and who wants to join in this initiative, this is a call to action right here, right now for you. So just let us know. Send me an email or connect with me or Deb on Facebook or, you know, any way on any of the social media platforms. I'm on all of them right now. So you can find
I
me.
I prefer, Melinda, I prefer if they just emailed me at purplebutterflyproject at gmail.com.
Okay.
That's the best way to get a hold of me, because I'm not always on Facebook, because I don't know how people do it. I just can't handle it.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm not on it all day, but I'm on it.
No, you're not.
Today.
Yeah, because I don't see you on much. I'd say hi.
Yeah, purplebutterflyproject@gmail.com.
That's how you can reach
Deb. Yeah, great.
So let
Did
me
you find
see.
It?
I found. Let me see if I find the right. I revised it, but I'll just read this one and I'll improvise if it's wrong. Okay. So this
it's not wrong. It's right.
It's not wrong, but you know, in how it comes through, and then you're like, wait a second. Okay, this is called. Okay, so everybody, get back to the earth energy, because it's very important. In fact, I would like everybody to stand up, and if they could go outside. I don't know where anybody is, but I can't go outside because I don't want to take too long. But if you guys are near a window or can go out to the nature for a second,
just look out the nearest window if you can.
Yeah, or look
just
at a tree
at
or something like that. So this is called Can We Rise Up? Okay. Searching and wandering, aimlessly, longing for a way out, or at least a small flickering of candlelight, this deep emptiness of this abyss, muck-filled and deep and dark, that we call home. Can we bend the stars that flicker and wink through thunder and rain in the deep night, start calling? Can we rise up? As they peek through crusted lands, thick fog, rumbling, misty rains, and heavy currents of fear and agony, can we rise up? For this night, dear ones, deep within our very beings lies a tiny pattering, a crying out, pleading to be held and cradled and lavished under this sweet springtime moon. Let us rise up. Let us soak in the sound and soft cries that sing and hum in the darkest, deepest spaces of our weary hearts. Let us rise up. Let us listen to the hushed voices that dance wildly in the hidden mystery and barren oaks on this still, quivering night. Let us rise up. Let us dance to the music that soars above the evergreens and wanders beyond the crackling of our very souls. It is time now, dear ones, for us to rise up, eyes gently open, and the flickering stars twinkle brightly and light our way. We fly free together, soaking in the wonder of it all.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. You will not believe this. Well, of course you will. As you began to read that poem, a butterfly flew up and just stayed right on my window and stayed there the whole time and was there long enough for me to get a beautiful picture of it.
Oh, my gosh, I'm shaking. Oh, how exciting. Love nature.
So that's,
I love
nature. That is a sign. That is an absolute sign.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
It's a sign. It's like, yes, the universe has our back. Yes, you are an ambassador of the light. Yes. Nature is here for you. Yes, you are nature. So, wow, how cool is that?
I can't wait to see that butterfly.
I know, it's just incredible. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send out an email, and I'm going to use that butterfly picture as the image at the top of the email, and I'll include this link to the recording for everyone. I'll also include, if it's okay with you, Deb, I can include that your email address. Is that all right?
Of course. And if anybody wants to do a personalized session with me, I will give them a discount. We can talk about that another time if you would like me to offer something.
Cool.
Just some
Lovely.
Point anyway. We're filling up to it.
That sounds. I know. That sounds fantastic. So we're almost out of time, but I knew this was going to be a really special conversation. And I absolutely believe that we were surrounded by help from the other realms and from nature. So you ambassadors of light, thank you for being here. Pass the word. This is for everybody.
Yes. Carry the torch. Pass the torch, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Deb,
to everybody,
thank you so
namaste
much.
To everybody.
Bless you. Thanks for listening, everyone. And
thank you. Thanks, Melinda.
Take a deep breath. Yeah, thank you all, and just know that you are ambassadors of the light. Take
Yay.
Care. Love you.
All right.
Bye-bye
Have
for
a
now.
Great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Bye-bye.